Hey mama, I'm Ashley, and this is the Maverick Mompreneur podcast, where you're free and encouraged to own your desire to create and scale an impactful, discoverable online brand and business in the midst of motherhood. A business that's aligned with your mission, lifestyle desires, personality, and zone of genius without wasting your time on the hustle and grind hamster wheel that is social media. Can I get an amen? Sis, you are a maverick, an original, willing to stand out in your authenticity, defy expectations, and do life and business outside the box. In our world, if it's not aligned with who we are, it's a hard pass or a brave pivot. So if you're here for the powerful identity shift and transformation from boss babe or boss mom to aligned CEO, building a one-of-a-kind, influential, hustle-free online business that will produce long-term impact and multiple streams of income through SEO, affiliate marketing, and courses while building yourself in the process, well, pop in those AirPods, grab that cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and let's get growing. This is episode 121, and today we're going to be talking about brand content pillars. Now, whether you've been in the game for a long time creating content or you're just starting out, I know you're going to get massive value from this episode. Yes, I will cover what are brand content pillars, but I'm going to deliver this in a way that you may not have looked at before, but guaranteed this is going to help you to streamline your content creation process. It's going to help you identify opportunities for monetization. And most importantly, this is going to make your brand messaging clear and way more of an impact on your audience when you set your brand content pillars up this way. Before we dive into the content, I almost said lesson, once a teacher, always a teacher. What I want you to do is grab a piece of paper and turn it landscape-wise, and I want you to create 3 to 5 columns. So I would say, why don't you go ahead and do 5 just in case? You can either fold it or draw lines, and then 3 rows. The very top row is going to be just for the name of that content pillar or topic, so it doesn't need to be very large. The second row is going to be the majority of the page, because that's going to be for your subtopics in this specific way I'm going to teach you, and then a smaller row on the bottom for monetization/lead magnet opportunities. So go do that right now and then come back. So top row, name of the content pillar. The second row is going to be for your subtopics, and then a smaller row on the bottom for monetization opportunities. I want to talk to you about brand fog. Brand fog is something that I made up because it is so similar in the effects that brain fog has on our lives, brand fog has on our business. So imagine this, you're ticking off all your tasks, you're everywhere that you need to be online, but somehow your message just isn't clicking with your audience. That's brand fog. It's like you're lost, struggling to find your way, and everything you do just feels like scattered and not making the impact that you want to. And just like brain fog can throw off your concentration and leave you feeling super scatterbrained, not having a clear brand identity means that your business actions might be lacking the focus needed to really move the needle forward. Without that clarity, your efforts in marketing and developing business can feel just as scattered and ineffective as when you have brain fog. And let's talk about standing out online these days. It is no joke. Without a crystal clear brand, your messages might not be hitting with your target audience, and all that time you spend crafting these perfect posts, well, it might not land as well as you'd hoped. But here's the thing, just as you need clarity and focus to navigate in life and all the mom life things and all the wife and partner life things and all the things on your plate, you need that same laser focus in your branding to really stand out in online business and to feel absolutely confident in the next steps that you're taking and in the messaging that you're putting out into the world and in your content. Can I get an amen? So if you are ready to clear up that brand fog, you need to jump into the brand and online business toolkit. That toolkit is packed with everything you need to sharpen your brand focus, from pinpointing your niche to unlocking monetization strategies that actually work today. Think of it as your business clarity crystal ball that you can keep returning to at different stages of business. You can dive into my Transform informative 3-day brand training series where I walk you through every step. And don't forget to make the most of the Ultimate Brand Planner. It's designed to help you nail down your vision and your strategic direction, making sure that every step you take is aligned with your big long-term goals and vision. But the Brand and Online Business Toolkit is not just about business growth. As you'll know, if you've been around in my world for a while, it's about personal growth too. Aligning your business efforts with your true authentic self is what's going to create magnetic, magical results. So whether you're just starting out and building a brand or you're a seasoned entrepreneur, the Brand and Online Business Toolkit has so many tools, resources, checklists, spreadsheets, all the things to equip you for success and to elevate your brand online. Check it out at elevatedwithashley.com/toolkit and get your journey toward a clear, authentic, and sustainable brand started today. Let's dive into brand content pillars. So these are main topics that you're regularly going to publish content around on any platform, be it podcast, blogs, social media. Brand content pillars are going to ensure that your messaging is consistent, it's impactful, and your content creation process should be much more streamlined and focused, which is in turn going to help you to build authority and engage with your target audience a lot more effectively. So how many content pillars should you have? I say if you're just starting out, go with 3 to 5 content pillars. That's going to be enough to give you some variety and to give you some depth without totally overwhelming your audience or you. And it's also somewhat dependent upon your niche. So for me, as an online business coach, there are tons of subtopics within that. And I've also been doing this for almost 9 years now. So I can expand out of 3 to 5. But even then, I mainly choose, and we'll talk about this, I mainly choose to focus on particular subtopics. I'm going to teach the whole concept of brand pillars and this matrix that I want you to fill out for yourself through examples. So let's take my mom, for example, who does not have an online brand, but she very well could in the future. She is, amongst many other things, a beekeeper. So let's say my mom wanted to start a brand and monetize online based around the niche of beekeeping. So up at the top of her matrix, if she had her 3 to 5 columns, I would suggest pillars like beekeeping basics, practical beekeeping skills, business and monetization, right? Because she's monetizing this probably in the way of teaching other people how to build a business like she has. And let's do one more, maybe environmental impact. So without diving into all 4 of those content pillars, let's just take one of them and break it down into subtopic. Let's talk about beekeeping basics. One subtopic could be getting started. So all the equipment that would be needed, tools that would be needed for beginners, she could create content around that regardless of platform. Another beekeeping basic would be the biology of bees. So understanding the life cycle of bees, their role in the ecosystem, how that all works. That's one of the beekeeping basics subtopics that she could create content around. And then lastly, managing the hive. So techniques for maintaining a healthy bee colony, if you will, or comb. I don't know all the topics, but I'm just thinking off the top. So right there within that one brand content pillar, beekeeping basics, she would have a ton of different options, especially if her target audience were someone who was wanting to learn how to do what she's done, whether it is to create their own bee colonies and beehives for the purposes of honey, or whether it's to extend that and sell the honey and create a business from it like my mom has done. So for the beekeeping basics column, for monetization opportunities and lead magnet opportunities, she could easily create something like a getting started equipment and tools checklist. That would be a great free lead magnet to start building her email list so that as she's creating pieces of content around equipment and tools needed for beginners, there could be a handy dandy checklist that could be put together as a PDF, and that would be something to create. So if I were mapping out my mom's brand content pillars and opportunities for building her email list through lead magnets and monetization, that's what I would do for that first column. Now, here's something that I want to teach you that's really important about what to fill in when it comes to your subtopic column. It's so powerful if you can fill in the subtopics based upon thinking about your ideal client's desires or challenges. So get in the mind frame of, all right, when it comes to beekeeping basics, what would someone getting started really desire? What would be their challenges? What don't they know? Think about yourself years ago when you first got started. What are the things that would have been so helpful to have, and create your subtopics around that so that when you go back to this list to create content, it's really easy to create a piece of content, whether it's a blog post, a YouTube video, a reel, a post, whatever it might be. It is for your target audience and it really is going to resonate with them. The next example I want to give you is one of my one-on-one clients' brands, her brand content pillars, and then subtopics based around her target audience, ideal clients, challenges, and desires related to that topic. So her brand, her overall mission and message, just to give you an idea of this, because this is an actual brand, it's not a hypothetical example this time, is to spread the idea of financial wellness. So to empower and equip moms with the knowledge and tools needed for holistic well-being, with a holistic approach to well-being, with an emphasis, a strong emphasis on financial health as part of overall health. So for her, she actually has 7 different brand content pillars. This will allow her to expand over time, but she is not focusing on all of these right now. So I'm just going to give you the first 4, and we're going to talk about 1 when it comes to the subtopics and monetization opportunities, because if I were working with you one-on-one, that's exactly what we would do. We would talk about your overall brand and where you want to go with it and show all the possibilities, but we would build out your lead magnet, your first offer, and your content around 1 to maybe 2 content pillars so that you can establish authority within a niche and be known for particular topics. You want to be the go-to. And when you're getting started, trying to be the go-to for 7 different things is not the move. So for her, the first 4 content pillars. So if you're looking at your sheet, this would be the top row. 1, financial empowerment and education. 2, emotional well-being and mindset. 3, holistic self-care strategies. And 4, financial systems and rebuilding. So there's a lot within all 4 of those brand content pillars. But let's talk about the first one. So the first one, financial empowerment and education, could cover topics related to personal finance management, which is her specialty, investment strategies, savings tips, financial planning. This is going to be all about empowering her target audience with the knowledge and the skills so that they can make those informed financial decisions and build a secure financial future. This is like the foundational financial literacy and independence column. So when we were planning out her brand map, what we did is within this column, we drafted out the challenges and desires related to that topic of financial empowerment and education for her ideal client, so that when she goes to create a piece of content to add value, she's adding value in these specific ways. So the challenges and desires that we listed out for this one are lack of financial education, lack of community that sees a different path, financial missteps taken earlier in life, lack of interest in finances, even though that would be the key to their desires, having cash flow, but maybe not knowing the best way to use their money, wanting to do things different financially, have financial independence, setting themselves up to be a stay-at-home mom if they desire, time freedom, flexible schedule, they desire to be able to take time off from traditional work earlier on versus in retirement, and the list goes on and on. So that when she's going to create content, she can speak to those challenges and desires. That's how you're going to create content that really resonates and also converts. You need to let your ideal client know through your content, regardless of platform, that you understand where they're at, you understand where they want to go, and then you have the opportunities to build your business. And so in the last column, monetization or lead magnet opportunities, this is where you can brainstorm the offers that you have that are existing, whether those are affiliate products, whether those are your own offers, your own services, things that are free that you can offer. What can you offer as a next step? And ideally, this would be to build your email list or to generate sales. So in this case, my client has a course, an ebook, and also consultation that align perfectly with that column. So when she goes to create a piece of content, she sees, oh yes, those are my calls to action. I have X, Y, Z, and this lead magnet, and that's what I can tie to that piece of content for that column. Let's move on to something that's more in my realm of brand content pillars, SEO. So you've heard me talk about SEO in my introduction, on my blog, in my podcast episodes, on the internet, all over the place. SEO, search engine optimization. This is a key component to how I create passive income. So under the brand content pillar of search engine optimization, there are so many different subtopics. So if I was going to create content, I would want to narrow down what type of SEO am I talking about? Am I talking about SEO possibilities on social media? Am I talking about local SEO, the Google algorithms in SEO, backlinks, best practices? What are we talking about here? And I could have any number of those things under my SEO column. I actually have SEO underneath systems and automation because it's a subtopic underneath that, but this is like a subtopic under a subtopic. So let me tell you my brand content pillars. If you're a longtime podcast listener, this will definitely align to what you've heard from me over these last 120 something episodes. But my content pillars are offers, so creating your own offers, systems and automation, that's 2, 3, content creation, 4, multiple income streams, and now we get into less of the technical, 5, self-loyalty, 6, alignment, 7, personal growth, and 8, personal branding and branding in general. So there are lots of different subtopics within that, but as I've expanded and grown over time, as someone who is a personal brand marketing and monetization specialist, all of those components make up a standout long-term personal brand. And so I create content around all of that with the message that staying aligned and loyal to your authentic self is what's going to create a business and a life that you're obsessed with. So once you have your content pillars dialed in, you can find what the common denominator is over all of those. And so that becomes your brand message. So like I just told you, for mine, it's in all areas of life and business, staying loyal to your integrity, your authentic self, your values, that is what is going to create a sustainable long-term business and also life that you absolutely love. And so what I challenge you to do is create your brand content pillar columns, and you can do this on that piece of paper. You can type it up. That's what I personally do so that I have it and I can readjust things. And then once you're all done with your subtopics written from the vantage point of your ideal client's challenges and desires, and then you've identified some opportunities for monetization that you either have in place already or opportunities that you could create to fill in some gaps in the marketplace and address those challenges or desires with your own offers or affiliate product, then I want you to look at your overall picture and see if you can come up with your umbrella message. So what covers over all of those things? And it's not even something that you have to overtly say. You won't hear my overall brand message shouted out into the universe, but I can bet if you go through my content, you will see themes of that regardless of what content pillar I'm pulling from. That concept of finding alignment, not making decisions that are short-term to get a short-term result, a short-term win that's ultimately going to harm your life or business in the long term. So you'll always hear those concepts from me. So I want you to do that with your own brand. And if you could benefit from having a group of women surrounding you who are on this same type of journey with comprehensive support, resources, and like I said, women that are really ready to take their business to the next level, I do invite you to look into my coaching membership where you have access to not only my full course library to teach you how to do all the things, market from multiple different platforms, but also have the support and the community, the coaching, and the place to come and ask questions and get answers all along the journey, because it's always a journey. So you can check that out at elevatedwithashley.com/maverick. And you can reach out if you have any questions at all, but I would love to see you in there if that sounds like something that you could benefit from. So thank you so much for tuning in and exploring or refining your brand content pillars. Remember that effective content isn't just about how much you create. It's about ensuring that that content aligns with your core values and speaks directly to the hearts, the challenges, and the desires of your audience. So keep these pillars in mind as you create content. And until next time, cheers to creating a standout brand. And as always, cheers to your impact. I'll see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got a ton of value. And if you did, I would really appreciate if you would rate, subscribe, and review this podcast. It really helps push out the message that I have to share with other female entrepreneurs. Thank you so much.